The Environmental Protection Agency released guidance to clarify how utilities should handle toxic coal ash waste. Coal ash contains heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, and arsenic that can seep into groundwater and pollute drinking water sources. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Field reports, environmental advocates say by clarifying the federal coal ash rule, the EPA is ensuring safer coal ash disposal in Indiana.
Among other things, the EPA said utilities can't allow closed coal ash ponds to come in contact with groundwater or rely on dilution in the water to control pollution. Indra Frank with the Hoosier Environmental Council says the agency also clarified which coal ash ponds fall under the rule, and now more will have to comply with it. That includes two ponds at Duke Energy's former coal plant near New Albany.
Here in Indiana, some of our utilities have convinced IDEM that they could dodge parts of the federal coal ash rule by misinterpreting it.
Frank says that's no longer going to be the case. The EPA also denied Indiana Kentucky Electric Corporation's request for more time to close unlined coal ash ponds at its Clifty Creek plant in Jefferson County. If the plant can't find a home for the waste in time, it may have to temporarily shut down. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
In an email statement, Duke Energy Indiana said the closure plans for the two coal ash ponds at its former R. Gallagher plant were approved by the state and in compliance with industry standards at the time.